from KQED.
By any measure, this has been an extraordinary week for news. Gun control, the Boston Marathon, and immigration reform each grabbed headlines. By Friday, one U.S. senator was making connections between two of those issues, the bombings in Boston and U.S. immigration laws. As the Senate Judiciary Committee took up immigration reform legislation, Iowa Republican Charles Grassley framed it this way.
How can we beef up security checks on people who wish to enter the United States? How do we ensure that people who wish to do us harm are not eligible for benefits under the immigration laws, including this new bill before us?
California shares a 140-mile border with Mexico, and so we begin today with the issue of how to secure it. The new immigration bill requires the Department of Homeland Security to give Congress a plan for controlling the border. But David Shirk, political science professor at the University of San Diego, questions the emphasis on enforcement, saying the Mexican border is more secure today than it's ever been.
We're basically setting ourselves up for failure at addressing a problem that is undocumented and unmeasured and arguably unmeasurable.
That argument surfaced at a U.S. Senate hearing earlier this week. Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano tangled with Senator John McCain over how to even measure it.
The notion that there's some magic number out there that answers the question, I wish I could tell you there is, but we haven't found it yet.
I know that there is. I know that there are ways of determining security anywhere in the world and in the United States of America.
Secretary Napolitano asserts that better surveillance and falling numbers of people caught at the border indicate fewer illegal immigrants are getting through. But that's an imperfect metric, to say the least, says the University of San Diego's David Shirk.
A very significant percentage of undocumented immigrants never cross the border. They never see the border because they come here in an airplane or they come here by other legal means, and then they overstay their visas. You're not going to solve that aspect of the problem by improving border security.
That notion is endorsed by opponents of immigration reform, including Jessica Vaughn with the Center for Immigration Studies in Washington.
All of the focus really has been on recent border crossers. And if we're to really show that we're serious about enforcement, we need to enforce the laws in the interior of the country as well.
Border security has been a California controversy before. Nearly 20 years ago, Republican Governor Pete Wilson used anger at illegal border crossings to win re-election.
They keep coming. 2 million illegal immigrants in California. The federal government won't stop them at the border, yet requires us to pay billions to take care of them.
That emotional television ad helped Wilson win a second term, but it also mobilized Latinos into California politics and support of the Democratic Party. Dan Schnur was Governor Wilson's communications director back then. Today, he heads the Jess Unruh Institute of Politics at the University of Southern California.
Perhaps there's a lesson for the rest of the country to learn from California, that once you finish screaming and arguing and pointing fingers back and forth, there's actually a remedy that includes both border and workplace enforcement on one hand, but a pathway to citizenship on the other.
But border security will likely continue being a flashpoint as Congress takes up immigration reform. The legislation includes at least $4.5 billion to beef up security further, with more fences, additional border agents, even unmanned drone aircraft. But many, including Rafael Alarcón with a think tank in Tijuana, believe that economic factors will trump efforts to secure the border.
Still, the jobs are there in the U.S. with the jobs for skilled and unskilled workers.